Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Mbombela, Rissenburg 33, Johannesburg 31, Tzaneen 30 graden. Die saak teen die voormalige speaker van die parlement, Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula, is tot maart uitgestel. Sy het vanoggend vlugtig in die Pretoria Hooggeregshof verskyn. Mapisa Nqakula word aangekla van 12 aanklagte wat insluit korrupsie en een van geldwassery. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. Die polisie in Noordwes het 'n soektog van stapel gestuur na 'n syndikaatbaas James Nyontsweedi wat as Tiger bekend staan. Hy word gekoppel aan ondergrond misdade by myne in Stilfontein. Polisie woordvoerder Atlena Mate.
He's also alleged to have hoarded and kept food away from other illegal miners. The SAPS is disappointed in what we term as an embarrassment to the Vala Umgodi operation that has been running from December 2023. We vow to ensure that those responsible for this escape from custody are brought to book and that Tiger is found.
Limpopo se polisiekommissaris het 'n gesamentlike poging om 'n verdagte in invoering en verkrachting van twee verpleegsters vas te trek geloof. Die twee is op die 10de van die maand aangevang terwyl hulle nagdiens gewerk het. Polisiewoordvoerder Lani Mashaba sê die 27-jarige verdagte staar aanklagte in die gesig wat omvoering, seksuele aanranding en gewapende roof insluit.
The suspect is also linked to several other serious crimes including a business robbery at Thokwaneng Clinic, a house robbery and attempted murder in Khamolepo and various other robberies and sexual assault cases. The Provincial Commissioner of Police in Limpopo has said that this should serve as a stern warning to all criminals who undermine the security of our government facilities.
Die polisie in Mpumalanga het 'n vermeende reeks verkragter in hegtenis geneem in verband met die verkrachting van jong meisies tussen 7 en 13 jaar oud. Die polisie sê die man het met sy motor in die omgewing van Emalahleni rondgery en meisies in die strate geteiken. Die voorvalle het tussen 2023 en 2024 plaasgevind.
Several rape cases were open to that regard and family violence, child protection and sexual offences unit was assigned to probe these reported cases. The team worked around the clock and after carefully consideration through investigation, the members discovered that there was a serial rapist behind this incident.
Dit dan die polisie se Jaboon Damane en TikTok sê hy het begin om sy diens aan sy 170 miljoen gebruikers in Amerika te herstel. Dit volg nadat dit Sondag tydelik en vrywillig gesluit is. Die maatskappy skryf sy terugkeer toe aan gekose president Donald Trump se plan om die toepassing Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. South Africa's former Speaker of Parliament, Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula, has appeared in court and the matter has been postponed to March.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Game start.
Kissy face, kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. Red hearts, red hearts, that's what I'm on, yeah. Come give me something I can feel.
It's whatever, it's whatever you like. Turn this opposite into a club. I'm talking drink, dance, smoke, freak.